Logan. Logan, you there?
Yeah.
There we go. Oh, now we get to hear your ringtone, too, in the background. People calling you and everything. They won't leave you alone.
You know, it's probably Matt Light giving you a hard time, harassing you for having your phone cut out on the radio, huh?
Probably. He's like, why don't you get a phone with some better service?
Well, let's get back to what you were saying about sacks and how, generally speaking, they're a team statistic, and that was where we were starting to lose you.
Okay, yeah. It's a team stat, but usually the offensive line is going to take the penalty for that. But, yeah, it goes hand in hand. Sometimes it's a running back that gives up a sack or a tight end or just no one can get open, and the quarterback's got to hold the ball, and eventually they're going to get by us. We can't hold them forever, but we don't mind taking the sacks on our shoulders. It's just we know that's part of the game, that if there's a sack given up, the offensive line's going to get blamed for it.
There wasn't a lot of conversation about the 21-game winning streak after Sunday for obvious reasons. You lost. But did you think about that streak at all? And if so, what do you think about it?
We didn't think about the streak ending. But we were just trying to win games. But now that you think about that streak, it's a pretty amazing streak. That's a lot of games in a row of not losing during the regular season. So it was a different feeling around Foxborough this weekend when we finally come in for a regular season game and we didn't win and we lost. So it was a different feeling around there.
Is there a routine after wins that you had begun to develop that you didn't do on Sunday? I mean, what do you do typically after a win?
Not a whole lot different than a loss, I guess. I'm a lot happier, I know that. Usually I hang out with a couple of the linemen for a little while and then go home, and I still did the same thing. It's just we talked about losing instead of winning. It wasn't as fun.
We were kind of half joking about with that with like Vince when he was in here on Monday. If you think about it, in your entire Patriots career, how many games have you lost?
Not too many. I think my rookie year 05, we lost. We were 10-6, I think. 2006, we were 12-4, and then last year we were 16-0. So, not too many games. It's been a good place to be, and we've won a lot of games.
You probably lost. You definitely lost more games in college than you did as a pro, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. In college, it was pretty close. We didn't lose too many games in college either. We usually had a pretty good record.
Did your buddy Joey Porter have anything to say to you on Sunday? I mean, the unfortunate part of the game is that Joey Porter came off looking like a prophet of sorts.
Yeah, we just fueled the fire with that guy, added more wood to it. So I'm sure he'll have something to say next game. But that's just Joey. He likes to say stuff, and that's how he gets himself going. Or I don't know. He just likes to do it. So we just made it easier for him to keep saying stuff now.
You mentioned that sacks are kind of a team statistic, and I know down here winning and losing is a team situation as well. Do you get a little frustrated with the attention that your quarterback and the offense get in a game in which your defense gave up 38 points anyway, and yet everybody's talking about whether Matt Cassel can play quarterback or not?
Not really. We know that we had a bad game. We don't really pay attention to the defense too much because we know if we don't do our job, we're not going to win. And we're not going to win too many games putting up 13 points. So it doesn't matter. We usually just go out and try to outscore the other team. And if the defense shuts them down to 10 points and we only score 17, great, good team win. But we want to score as many points as possible. And 13 is just not enough to win consistently every week.
There were some boos on Sunday. There were people leaving the stadium early, and Ellis Hobbs had some comments about the fans leaving early and booing. Did you have a problem with either boos or leaving before the game was over?
The boos, you don't really hear them. Sometimes you hear them. I don't really hear them that often, but, hey, we played like crap, so what can you expect of fans? They're used to us playing very well and winning games, and it was a very bad game for us, and I could see why they would boo. And as for leaving early, the game was out of control. We were always playing a stadium, sometimes when we're killing somebody, the fans, the place is always half empty, so that doesn't really bother me.
Is there a certain frustration that the bye week falls at a time when you got to sit and stew on this for 2 weeks?
No, I don't think so. I think it's good for us to sit and have to sit here for 2 weeks with a loss instead of being 3-0 and thinking everything is great and that we're the best team in the world still. But I think it's good for us to sit here and think that we're not good. We're not as good as we want to be, and we have a lot of work to do. And I think it'll make us better that we have to sit here and think about it.
I know your position coach. In fact, I've known him longer than you. He'll tell you that all you want. He'll tell you you're not as good as you think all you want.
Yep. He lets you know how it is.
Good or bad.
Yeah.
Logan, we wish you well on the off week. Get a couple of days of rest, and then I know right back at it on Monday. Good luck to you as we move forward. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, Dale, Michael.
Thanks, Logan.
Okay, Logan.
Take care.
Enjoy it.